SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. White House says President Biden and Chinese leader Xi Jinping will be holding a long-anticipated meeting Wednesday in San Francisco. Here's correspondent Ken Lorman.
Biden and Xi have no shortage of difficult issues to address in their first engagement in nearly a year. Taiwan's upcoming election, differences over U.S. export controls on advanced technology, North Korea, the Israeli-Hamas war, and more are expected to be on the agenda.
The two leaders will be in the San Francisco area for the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit. Federal judge in Florida declining to postpone former President Donald Trump's classified documents trial. U.S. District Judge Eileen Cannon pushed back several other pretrial deadlines in a ruling today, but left the trial date of May in 2024 intact. Also at SRNNews.com, French conservative leader Marine Le Pen is being criticized over her plans to attend a weekend march protesting rising anti-Semitism in France.
Le Pen's critics say that her party has failed to shake off its anti-Semitic heritage, despite growing political legitimacy. Prime Minister Elisabeth Borne, numerous political parties and citizens are to attend the Sunday march. Le Pen says she and her National Rally Party also will be there in what some see as an attempt to leverage the Israel-Hamas war to make herself more palatable to mainstream voters. The government says Le Pen's party does not have a place at what is dubbed as a grand civic march. But a spokesman says that the march is public and that everyone is free, in his conscience, to participate or not.
B-21 Raider plane taking its first flight, moving it closer to becoming the nation's first ever nuclear weapons stealth bomber. This is SRN News. Well, don't look now, but Glamour magazine naming a man to its 2023 Women of the Year list.
Gina Rosero is an author and an activist. He's also a man, and Glamour is just the latest entity to embrace his transgender lifestyle. He was the 2020 Miss Universe Nepal contest winner and has been recognized as a leading woman in other periodicals. This isn't going without notice, however. Glamour's social media pages are crammed with actual women protesting the magazine's decision to honor Rosero. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
People coming together across Germany this week to commemorate the 85th anniversary of Kristallnacht, the Night of Broken Glass. It was a 1938 attack during which the Nazis terrorized Jews throughout Germany and Austria. Chancellor Olaf Scholz and Germany's Jewish leaders attended an anniversary ceremony. This is SRN News.
Wall Street rose sharply to add to an already strong November, which is on track to be one of the market's best months of the year. The S&P 500 jumped 1.6% in a widespread rally that lifted everything from big tech behemoths to the smallest money-losing companies. Stocks climbed as markets recovered from the prior day's slump, triggered in part by worries about additional hikes to interest rates by the Federal Reserve. The Dow up 391 points to finish at 34,283. The NASDAQ gained 276 to 13,798. The S&P 500 adding 67 points to 4,415. New York oil rose $1.43 to $77.17 per barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
And more details at SRNNews.com.